Hello guys, this is Samin. I want to speak about lesson 27 of English Power Lessons. The title of this lesson is A Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist he and all of his family were taken by German Nazis during World War II, and all of his family was killed, but he survived and he lived in these concentration camps. And if you've seen about these concentration camps, the movies about these concentration camps, you can conclude that the situation, the condition of his life was very, very terrible and horrible. He survived and he wrote this book about his experience that he had in that camps. And you know, instead of focusing on prisoners, that they were very hopeless, they were depressed, and eventually they gave up and they died, he focused on prisoners that they were very caring and very kind to the other prisoner. They helped to the other prisoner even in that very bad situation. And he learned some great things about human nature, and he found that human nature, human beings are very strong and powerful, and can survive even in very, very terrible and horrible situation. And in fact, it was very easy for Viktor Frankl to conclude that human beings are very cruel, and human beings are very weak. But he focused on some positive trait of humanity, and he find a positive meaning for his experience. He found that even in very terrible situation, humanity can help to the other people, can connect, can be kind to the other people. And he wrote about all of his experience in this book. And you know, all of us in every part of our life have some experience, and we create a meaning for our experience, and we have to be careful to create, to give a very good attitude and a very good meaning for our experience, because this can affect to our life, and this can change the path of our life. For example, I want to say an example about this topic. You imagine that you have two child that they are growing in the same in a single family, and they are abused or treated very bad, very terrible by their parents, and they grow, and one of them become a very vicious person, alcoholic maybe, or drug addict, and another person become very caring and kind to the other people and try to heal the pain of the other people. And in fact, both of them have the same experience, but the meaning that they gave to their experience are different. We have to be careful to find a positive meaning for our experience. For example, for learning English, maybe you had a very bad experience in the past in your school. Maybe your English teacher was very bad. Maybe you had very bad score in your English lesson. Maybe you couldn't speak English very well, and all of this experience can change your attitude about learning English. And maybe you think that English is very difficult, English is very tough, I'm not a good English learner. But if you change your this experience, and if you find the positive meaning for this experience, you can think that maybe the method of learning English was very bad and was very old, and that's why you can't speak English. And by changing the meaning of your experience, and by changing your attitude for English, you can find a new method for learning English, and you can find a very motivation, a reason, very strong enthusiasm for learning English, and you can be successful for learning English. And you see that only by changing your meaning for your experience, you can be very motivated, you can be very enthusiastic for learning English. In fact, all of us have to find positive meaning for our experience, and we have to focus on something bigger than just ourselves. For example, for learning English, if you focus on learning English about yourself, for example, maybe you want to learn English to get a better job or be speak fluently. These are very good goals, but you have to find a bigger meaning. Maybe you have to think about that. How will you use from your English ability for helping to the other people? How you can help to the other people that they want to learn English? And by finding a better meaning, exciting meaning for your purpose, for your goals, you can find your goal easier for achieving, and can be more successful in achieving to your goals. So thanks a lot for listening to me, and have a good time. Goodbye.